What's up, girl?
Better babe. Looking at you, I can tell you've had hard times in your life. Now it's time for me to make everything right. I'm gonna shower you with lovely things, help you smile again. I'm gonna get to know you, make it right so you can breathe again.
You're a diamond in the rough, girl, and I'm here to make it better.
Yeah.
You're a diamond in the rough, girl, and we gon' shine it up together.
I see the scars from the
What's up, world? You just tuned into Blog Talk Radio, and this is Talk to Me, hosted by the one and the only, the most fantabulous, loveliest, and wealthiest sister in the world. That's right. My name is Minister Cherie Humphrey, and I'm the founder and president of Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me, and the producer of A Star is Born Talent Events and Talk to Me Media. Our motto is standing firm on the promises of God. Now I just want to come to you because this is our very last show. I ask that you just bear with us because of the technical difficulties here in the studio. But this is our very last show for this season and for this particular year. And we're talking about being grateful. We're talking about being thankful, especially with so much that has been going on this year, so many different trials and tribulations and things that people have had to endure, and also with the upset of the election, et cetera, and you may have some things in your life that you want to change or that has not worked out in your favor, so you think, on this year. But I just want to encourage you to keep trying, to keep striving, to keep putting your trust in God. And we don't have that much time left because of the technical difficulties, but I have a wonderful friend on the phone who is a woman of God. She has done so much for the community, especially for the community of Bridgeport, Connecticut, and she was a former producer on WVOF for several years. She has so much wisdom, and she is such a kind and loving person, and I'm grateful to call her my friend. That is one of the things that I'm grateful for. So we're going to be just going and asking her some questions. But before that, I do that, I want to just read one scripture because we really don't have that much time. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Into His gates with thanksgiving and in His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and bless His name. And so I'm going to plug my caller in. That was Psalms 103-4. You should have something in your life that you are grateful for. In fact, you should have a whole list. And if you don't, you need to sit down and you need to think about what you're grateful and thankful for. Because if you are not grateful and if you are not thankful, believe me, there's people that are worse off than you. And what you have can be taken away in the blinking of an eye. So sit down, and once you do that, you'll have a reason to praise God. You'll have a reason to thank God just for the small things. I'm going to plug her in right now. Taking a little time. Like I said, we're having some technical difficulties because of the internet service that is in this particular area. But we just trust God that we're going to get her on the line and we're going to hear what she has to say. If she's listening, I'm asking you if you could just hang up and call back in again, because this is not coming up as quickly as I thought it is. So if you can hang up, if you're listening to the show, hang up and call back in, and we're going to talk to you. We're going to go and just play a little bit of the song Jesus by LeAndrea. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Got you on the line.
Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God. God is good. But you know, yes.
How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. I'm a little bit annoyed with the technology, but I know you have something great to share. Just tell everybody who you are first.
Oh, well, Sister Connie Johnson, and as you stated, former program manager of WVOF 88.5 FM, and amongst other things, but it's not about me today, and I thank God that I am here and alive, you know, and grateful.
Yes.
And that's what the topic is, and I thank you for having me.
Yes. Thank you for coming on. You're such a blessing. Yes. You've been such a beautiful friend, you know, to me, and you've touched so many lives, the youth, many community leaders that are in this particular area. And as you know, when God has his hand on you, you know, the enemy is going to fight you tooth and nail no matter what you're trying to do, and going to hate on you for no reason at all to block and stop the progress of God. So just give us some things of what you're grateful for in your life, Ms. Connie.
Well, you know what? Grateful and thankful is something that you have to train your heart. It's definitely, it takes time, and it takes a lot of situation and circumstances. And I always go back to that scripture where it says, count it all joy whenever you go through various trials and tribulations, knowing the testing of your faith produces patience and perseverance. And so, you know, one of the fruit of the Spirit, people like to not, you know, they always say, oh, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control, long-suffering. And in that long-suffering, we got to train our hearts to give thanks and be grateful despite whatever circumstance or situation that you are going through. And a lot of people tend to lose heart, lose faith, and go back and start doing the things that God pulled us out of. And so he tests your faith. He wants to see, hold up, the fruit of the Spirit. What about this long-suffering? Because this is his time to test your faith. He don't have time to, you know, that the enemy is cunning and how he tried to take over, you know, heaven, and, you know, he was sent here. God don't want to go through that again. He want to test you through your storm. He want to test you through your trials and through your tribulations. He want to know if you're still going to say, thank you, Lord. Or you're going to complain like the people in Egypt and Israel when they was coming up out of Egypt. They complained, they murmured. Instead of giving God thanks for freeing them from a situation that was bound.
Yes.
Therefore, a lot of times when we come up out of a situation, why do we want to go back in it? Why do we want to, you know what I'm saying? God freed us from that. And so, therefore, you give thanks whenever you, in whatever situation, again, as I state, you give thanks and you be grateful because you just wake up in the morning and you just throw your hands in the air and whatever you have at that moment, God, I give thanks to you for providing all my needs. It may not be the biggest house. It may not be the biggest car, but it's exactly what I need today. And I thank you. As I was driving down the street, my daughter was like, I would like to be a bird one day. And I'm like, why you say that? She said, they don't have to. They fly high. They don't have to worry about what they got to eat.
I
said, you don't even know that's a scripture in the Bible, huh? She said, they don't have to worry about what they have to wear.
No.
They don't have to worry about shelter. They got plenty of shelter around. We were looking all around where they can just hide in the building or get warm somewhere. They have plenty of shelter all around. And I'm looking at her, and I'm like, wow, out of all things, you don't mind being a bird. I'm like, okay, what about an eagle? I'm like, let's stretch a little bit. Let's stretch it to an eagle.
Absolutely.
They fly high. And they score, you know what I'm saying? with great character, you know what I'm saying? What about that ego, you know? And so, again, I'm just like, wow. You know, out of all the things in the world, I never thought to, you know, think about a bird. If somebody ever asked you, what type of animal you would want to be? Bird. And I was like, wow. And that is he spoke about that in Scripture. Birds do not
because
worry about
the
what
bird is assured and knowing that it will be provided for.
Exactly.
And like that bird, we have to have that same strong faith. And you know what, Connie, these past 2 months, I have learned a new level of faith because he brings us faith to faith and glory to glory.
That's right.
And
that's right.
I had to depend only on him. And I began to give him thanks. The last week or so, I was praying for something, and I took a pledge to send in and step out on faith for a $100 gift, which I knew I didn't have. But I said, God, you know my heart, and if I had this money right now, I'd send it in because I know that this faith works. And to be grateful, and I began to give him thanks. I started declaring and decreeing in the car that it was already done. And do you know, by the end of the week, God answered that prayer. I didn't have no money hardly. I barely had anything left because I had to get my car fixed. But at the same token, God let me know that I didn't need no money. All I needed was his favor.
That's it. That is it. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you,
and
Lord.
Like, as we enter, he is awesome. And as we enter into this season, you know, they're talking about, oh, we're not, you know, you have some people, oh, we're not going to celebrate it because the pilgrims came off of the boat and, you know, they kept us. They had every intention to do what they did to keep us in bondage and everything. You know what? When I read the Bible, it said this is the day that the Lord has made, regardless of what we believe that the enemy has done or not done, we're going to take that day back, okay?
Yes.
And we're going to gather together and continue to give God praise on this day because it is the day that the Lord has made, whether it be Thanksgiving, whether it be Christmas, whether it be the Sabbath, or whether it be whatever day, what they call it, first day, second day, third day, or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, whatever the day is, he is the Lord of the Sabbath, and we're going to give thanks to him because he sent his son to die on the cross, you know, for this. So therefore, we give thanks that he gave his son for us so we may live again. So that's enough to give thanks for each and every day that the Lord has made.
Yes. And I said, thank you, Lord, for traveling mercies, praying. Yes. Father, don't let anything happen to me while I'm on the road. I said, I may not have my own place, but I thank you for this clean blanket and this clean pillow that I'm using.
Yes.
I thank you for this clean floor and rug that I'm sleeping on. I thank you, Jesus, that I can still get up and I can move my body even though it hurts. I may not can hear too good out my right ear, but thank you, Lord, that I got my left ear. Lord, I may not got money in my pocket, but I thank you, Father, for the angels and the ravens you've sent down to help me in the time of trouble and in the time of need without me even having to ask. And when I did ask,
Lord,
I thank you for the favor that you gave me. And I'm grateful for my life. I thank you that I'm not in jail. I thank you that I'm not in South One in the crazy house. I thank you,
Lord Jesus,
that through it all, I still got an education. And at the same
time,
I may not have the job I want, but you've already entrusted my own to me. And all I need, Jesus, is for you to open up that door. So I'm grateful for my family. And I pray, God, that everybody is able to heal and love themselves, number one, because you can't love nobody without loving yourself. So I'm grateful for the healing. And once the healing comes in, once the spiritual healing takes hold, everything else will surely fall into place. And we don't got to be God, but we can pray.
That's right. That is right. You say it. God is a good God. And I thank you for that prayer, and I thank you for just, you know, the upliftment of others. You're encouraging others as I hear you speak, because, you know, many may not know that you know what I've gone through, and I know what you've gone through. And just to hear you continue to praise the Lord is a blessing. It's definitely a blessing, you know. And so, you know, you just continue to walk that walk, you know, and continue to increase that faith, and it's ever increasing faith, and endure the long suffering. Just endure. Can I just shout out 10 things that I believe before you hang up? And I know you don't have time.
Yeah,
you know
ahead.
how we should train our hearts to be thankful and grateful. Number one, I believe that He is the reason for the season, and He is faithful and just. That's one reason that we should be thankful. Number two, He is good. He is good. With all the evil going on in the world, we should always give thanks that we know that He is good. Number three, He qualified us before we even knew we were in the belly of our mother's womb. We were qualified. So therefore, whatever you may be going through right now, just know He qualified you for that task. I know that I was sitting back thinking, why did I go through something before? I'm like, why did I go through that? I know today I'm like, wow, so I could share that story with somebody else who's going through what I had went through. And I'm like, thank you, Lord. I understand now. I understand.
Right.
I had to go through that so I could share my testimony with someone else who's going through that. So He qualified us.
Right.
Number four, He redeemed us. And I'm going to quickly go through it so you don't have to listen. And number five, He has answered us and became our salvation. Yes, He has. Number six, He is faithful to others to sustain and cheer us on.
Yes.
Number seven, His righteousness. That's something to give thanks for. His righteousness, three, in our lives. Hallelujah. That's another reason to be thankful. His grace, number nine, His grace. That's another reason to be thankful. And last but not least,
His grace.
His
thank you for the grace.
Unfailing love. His unfailing love.
Yes.
That's 10 reasons that we should be thankful and grateful.
Absolutely. When we mess up every day, even when we mess up in our mind, or we mess up in our heart, or we mess up in our behavior, He has mercy and grace, and I thank God for that. And so, just, you know, thank you so much for coming on. We run out of time. I'm hoping that the little last few points that you made, that it has picked that up, And I appreciate it, but you know the enemy just did not want this to take place because he know it could bless somebody and it could really
Amen.
Be a powerful tool to help them. But God,
Amen.
I give God the glory anyway, and I thank you for coming on tonight. God bless you, and I'll be talking to you soon.
All right, sister. Love you.
Okay. All right, love you too.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. There you have it. That was Connie Johnson of Taking Back Our Community and formerly of WVOF 88.5. I hope you got it all in. I hope that you can be grateful on this holiday season for something. And if you can't be grateful for something for yourself, be grateful for something for somebody else. And intercede on somebody else's behalf and watch God step in with his favor, his mercy and grace upon your life. Thank you so much for tuning in to talk to me, and tune back in next year. And hopefully we'll have the technical issues on point. And thank you so much. Have a blessed Thanksgiving and have a blessed holiday season. In Jesus' name, amen.